Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth is with us. Andrew, hello.
Morning, Heather.
Right, you've got a local company, or actually a few local company updates for us. Hit us with it.
Yeah, that's right. So the influential US market, they took the day off on Friday, so no read from them. But yeah, have a couple of local companies provided updates on Friday. And what I thought was interesting about these one, in both of these announcements, we saw sort of reference to, I suppose, reverberations of much broader global problems. You get, first up, Tourism Holdings. Now, they've been in the news recently. They're the target of a takeover, or potentially takes another listed company out of the NZX, which is a continuation of a fairly disturbing trend. But like, when these companies get under these takeovers, it can create some uncertainty within the company. So while it's going on, the company has to sort of keep the wheels turning. Now, they released an update to their forecast full year results on Friday. They now see a profit at the lower end of the previous guidance, so that's not a positive announcement. Still pressure on their earnings in the near term. You've got these challenges impacting global RV sales, and to a lesser extent also the specific USA market. So Heather, they have to recycle the RVs that they hire out. So they hire them out, then they sell them. If you can't sell them, you can't recycle the cash. Their manufacturing divisions in Australia and New Zealand also experiencing year-on-year earnings decline. So that's all the bad news. The good news is that Ford rentals are much better. We like to see this double-digit percentage growth in their Ford rental revenues in all markets except the US. And actually, if we look at New Zealand and Australia, this is particularly good. Ford rental revenue is about 25% higher than last year. But here's the interesting bit, Heather. Following that infamous sort of Liberation Day, the 2nd of April in the US, the announcement of the initial tariffs, their US forward rental bookings declined 40 to 50%. They have bounced back after that. And I talked to Mike before about the impact that President Trump is having on inbound tourism into the US. I think Forbes 2 days ago said there could be as much as a $29 billion turnaround in expected tourism revenue, because basically people aren't going to the US. But because of that, THL might need to, because of the uncertainty around that, THL might need to write down the asset value of the goodwill that they have on their balance sheet of the US business. So share price jumped recently following news of the takeover, went from $1.40 to around $2.20, fell 4 cents back on Friday. But Heather, you have the red bands. Have you got the red bands?
No, I don't think. What do you think I need the red bands for?
Well, I don't know.
Auckland rains.
But you go away. You're not always in Auckland. Anyway, Skellerup, another one of the companies potentially in the firing line of the impact of the reciprocal tariffs. Now, the share price fell after the announcement of those tariffs in early April, but shareholders, I think, will be cheering the fact that the share price has fully recovered. The company say it could work around the introduction of tariffs. Now, they manufacture and export from China, Vietnam, and New Zealand to the US. They gave an update on Friday. Now, 35% of their sales revenue is generated by sales in the US, and 85% of that revenue comes from goods manufactured in those three countries. Now, they've already reported that tariffs wouldn't materially impact their 2025 financial year results. They're now saying and confirming that they've made really good progress mitigating the tariff impact and now looking further ahead. So you've got the Vietnam tariffs. They were confirmed a couple of days ago. That's 20% into the US. We assume that New Zealand gets set at 10%, China-based tariff at 30%. Now, the thing I find interesting about this, Heather, these developments, these have been going on all over the world. It's not just Skellerup. Global businesses working out how to deal with this reset in the global trade order. Skellerup think they can offset the impact on future earnings with sales growth, pricing, costing, and manufacturing initiatives. Companies all over the world pulling those levers. Share price relatively stable. So good news announcement from Skellerup.
Yeah, nice. Okay, obviously for us, big economic news this week is going to be what the Reserve Bank does with the OCR. Are you picking no change?
Yeah, no change. We'll talk about that a bit more, because I think the situation got a little bit more interesting with the release of the QS, the quarterly survey business opinion from NZIA, but probably no change. We've also got migration numbers later this week. They've been falling. You've got the PMI on Friday. But July the 9th, Heather, D-Day for tariffs. I think that'll dominate proceedings this week. So no doubt we will talk about that later on this week.
Absolutely. Look after yourself, mate. We'll talk to you then. Andrew Callagher of JMI Wealth. Oh, before I let you go, Andrew, numbers, please.
Oh, we can do the numbers, Heather.
We
can do the numbers. The Dow Jones, these are numbers from Thursday. It was up 0.75%, 44,828. The S&P 500 was up 0.83%, 6279. And the NASDAQ gained over 1%. 20,601. The FTSE 100 barely changed, 8,822. The Nikkei also up small, 25 points, 39,810. The close there. Shanghai Composite, 3,472, up 0.3%. The Aussies had a quiet day on Friday, up 7 points, 8,602. The close there. The NZX 50 gained just under 0.5%. 62 points, 12,766. We're starting the week with the Kiwi dollar at 0.6049 against the US, 0.9214 Aussie, 0.5135 against the Euro, 0.4420 pounds, 87.28 Japanese yen. Gold, $3,337. And Brent crude starting the week, $68.30.
Good on you, mate. Thank you very much. More Andrew than I was expecting. Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth, and we'll talk to you in a couple of days again.